Hey moms, welcome back. So we are officially off of spring break in my home. We did get to spend some time together and we got to go to a water park. So the kids definitely had a lot of fun. I know some kids are just starting spring break this week. So that means house full of kids for moms. But there are moms that are homeschooling, so spring break is like every day. So if you do have kids that are just starting spring break, make sure you hide the snacks because you know they're going to be going through all the drawers to find something good. So in today's episode, since we are talking about a home full of kids, we're going to be talking about how to find time as a busy mom to spend in God's word each day. So hopefully you have time to listen in because we'll point out some great ways to sneak in some Bible reading, even if your home is full of kids running around. So grab some coffee and let's get started. Hola and hello. This is Embracing Her Faith Podcast. I'm Rainey Avila, follower of Christ, boy mama, wife, and juggler of 5 million things because that's what us moms do. If you're done feeling like you have no purpose or feeling like you want a stronger relationship with the Lord, but you just don't know how, if you're ready to let all your insecurities, doubts, and fears stop taking over your mind and to bring Jesus in your life to discover peace and serenity, well, have I got the podcast for you. Pop in those earbuds, sip on that coffee, and keep folding that laundry that you promised to do, because we're getting straight into it. All right, moms, let's face it. Sometimes it just feels like there's not enough time in the day to just sit and take a break. We want to be able to have that moment with the Lord and to be able to spend in His word or prayer or whatever we need to do, just to spend time with the Lord. But even if you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom, a 9-to-5 job, you're exhausted, you want to come home and, you know, spend time with your children for a little bit because you really just don't have that much time in between, but also you want to be able to get in God's word for the day. There must be another way to do it besides having to wake up super early before work, or if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're up with the kids all night. So sometimes that's just not something that you're able to do. I know for me, when my son, my youngest, when he was little, he did not like to sleep. As he got older, it did get better. But when he was at that stage where he wanted to be healthy all the time and he didn't want to sleep at all, it was really hard for me to get anything done. And when a miracle did come and he did take a little cat nap and I was able to put him down for a little bit, I always had that guilty mom thought where I needed to get other things done. Like I needed to get the house clean. It just felt like nothing was done in the house. So I just always had that mindset. Okay, well, the baby's asleep. So maybe I can go ahead and get some dishes done or get some laundry folded or just different things I would think about besides trying to get in God's word for the day. And we always, as moms, think about trying to get things done in the house first. And it's so crazy because when, let's say you don't go to church one day, or let's say you're not in prayer, or you're not spending time in the Word of God, you do feel it. It's like your whole day is so off. You feel, I know for me, I get cranky. I just feel like my whole spirit is just, it just doesn't feel right. I don't feel joy. I don't feel none of that. It just feels like your whole day is just off. And it's like you need to be in the Word of God or as much as you can, because you'll feel empty. And I think that's why it's so important for us to try, even if it's just for a little bit, to try to stay in the Word of God as much as we can, especially these days when we need it most in our life. So let's talk about 4 ways busy moms can sneak in some Bible time in their busy schedule. Okay, so let's talk about the first way. The first way that can help you to be able to have that time with the Lord is listening to the Bible. One thing about me is I'm not interested in the latest and greatest. I don't keep up with the latest fashion trend or run and invest in the new iPhone, whatever. I don't even know what number we're on anymore. Seriously, like if I do end up getting a new phone, it's because my husband, he'll invest in one for me. So if we are around a holiday or if it's our anniversary or something like that, we would seriously go and look for things that he would like to spend money on me. And one of the things is he likes to get me a new phone a lot, but I always tell him, well, my phone might be old, but it still works. The screen works. It might be a little cracked, but it works. So yeah, if I do end up getting a new phone, it's because my husband persuades me to get a new phone. But when I discovered how easy it was to actually listen to the Bible on a Bible app, I fell in love. It was such a time changer. And for me, I don't know why, but I felt like I understood more clearly when I would hear someone else reading. Maybe because it felt more like story mode for me. I remember when we were kids, you know, when we would just sit on the carpet and we would be, I don't know, in like either kindergarten or first grade. I would just remember our teacher would have story time with us, and we would all just get to sit on the carpet and we would get to listen to the teacher read a book. So that's what it kind of felt like for me when I started listening to the Bible on a Bible app. It felt more clear to me when I would be able to hear it instead of me reading on my own. I felt like I understood more. I know a lot of us are different learners, so there are different ways that people learn or understand much better. And that's why I really did like the Bible app, and it would help me as a busy mom if I had to do dishes or get some things done around the house. The Bible app would come along with me while I'm getting things done, and it would help me save some time, and I would also be able to get in some of God's word. So it was definitely a game changer for me. So the second way would be memorizing scripture. So sometimes you won't always have time to get your chapter in the day done or read your daily devotional. That's where memorizing some scripture can really help. It's good for us moms to soak in some of God's promises. That way, when we are going through a hard time or needing a reminder of God's love, or whatever the case may be, we can remind ourselves of the words God wrote for us. It can be really encouraging and uplifting for our minds when we're not able to have that reading time with the Lord. There are different ways people can memorize scripture. For some people, writing down scripture over and over again is a great way to be able to memorize some scripture. Some people will put up Bible verses on their walls and just try to remember every day to read them. Or some people will put Bible verses in their bathrooms. So when you do have to go to the restroom, you'll see some Bible verses either on the walls Or you can put little scripture cards around your home or in your bathroom or whichever room you spend most time in, where you can be able to memorize and say those scriptures all the time. It could just be a great way. You can make it really fun. There are just so many ways you can be able to do those kind of things. All right, so number three would be leaving your Bible open. This one's pretty simple and straightforward. So if you're not able to do number two, just putting some scriptures on the wall or making some scripture cards, just simply leaving your Bible open wherever you are in your home. If you're doing dishes, if you're cooking, just leaving your Bible open on the table and just looking back and forth at different verses in the Bible can really help you even memorizing. It can help you memorizing scripture, and it can help you to have that time with the Lord as well. Even if it is just small, tiny little pieces, you could still dwell on those promises or the stories that you're reading about. So just being able to leave the Bible open. The Bible is so big and so many words fit on those pages. And it could be a huge deal just being able to read those two pages. It's just there's so many things in the Bible that you could get through just by reading just those two pages. So if you're on the couch feeding the baby, or if you're washing the dishes or getting some laundry folded, just having that book open to those two pages, it could really make a difference. So the fourth way would be reading with your children. So you could also make this a fun thing with your kids. You could read some Bible stories, and you and they could be, you know, getting in the Word of God. So it's kind of like a win-win situation. You're in studying mode, really, but you are reading to your children. And you could kind of make it like a story time, like I spoke about earlier. And you can make it where, you know, it's story time. They can, you know, sit and you can kind of go through the Bible stories with them. So that's another way you could get the Word of God in, and it could also help your children as well. Or you can also make it, you know, like a bedtime story way where you could read maybe a chapter or a page with them before bed. All right, so that was my four ways or tips on how you can sneak in some Bible reading either with yourself or with your children. If you did like suggestion number four. So thank you for listening throughout this whole episode, and we'll have a new episode up next Tuesday. I hope you guys either had a great spring break, or if you haven't had your spring break yet, I hope you have an excellent spring break, and we'll just meet you back next Tuesday. All right. You guys have a great week, and God bless. Hey, sweet friend, if this podcast blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to read your sweet reviews on my podcast before the episodes begin. You can also help by sharing on your social media. If you would like to tag me, I'm on Facebook as Rainey Avila. Or share this episode with a friend if you think it would bless them in any way. I'm so thankful for you guys and love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. God bless your faithful friend, Rainey.